Good afternoon and welcome to Aceros Arequipa second quarter 2026 earnings conference call. Before we begin, we'd like to apologize for the delay due to a technical issue. Thank you for your patience and understanding. Joining us today from Lima, Peru is Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, CFO and IRO. Today he will be discussing Aceros Arequipa second quarter 2026 results. Please note that all participants' lines have been placed on mute to avoid any background noise. Following the presentation, we will open the call for a Q&A session. At that time, we will provide instructions on how to queue up and submit your questions. Please be advised that today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any questions to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of the earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company's website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not account for economic circumstances, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. Thus, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release before making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Aceros Arequipa CFO and IRO. Mr. Guzmán, you can proceed.
Thank you, Belisario. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Aceros Arequipa second quarter 2026 conference call. We appreciate you again having joined us today and appreciate your continued interest in the company's performance. Again, we apologize for the delay. We have some, as Belisario mentioned, we have some technical issues uploading our results on the SMB web. That's what take us the delay. Before we dive in, let me walk you through today's agenda, which you can find in slide number two. I will begin with highlight relevant events. Then I will provide an overview of the consolidated results before getting a more in-depth analysis. And lastly, I will be sharing our guidance for the full year 2026, after which I will open the floor for Q&A session. With this, let's turn out to the first agenda item, where I will cover recent events, which basically is that in today's world, we just approved a company's dividend, a cash dividend of 8.5 million, which will be paid to shareholders on August the 19th of this year. Now, please, let's go to slide number four. we are sharing with you the financial results. Please note that all the presented figures are consolidated and unaudited for 2026. Additionally, any growth rate shown or commented on will be year over year unless otherwise specified. In the second quarter of 2026, revenue reached 1.3 billion, reflecting a 2% year over year growth, mainly due to higher volume sold in Peru. The EBITDA reached 219 million, a 2% increase year over year. At the bottom line, the net profit was higher by 24 million or 34% increase, reaching 94 million, mainly due to lower US dollars exchange rate commissions charged by banks in Bolivia mainly. By the end of June 2026, our operating working capital requirements stood at 1,360 million soles, which is 248 million soles higher than the figure recorded at the end of last year. Meanwhile, we continue to advance our investment plans with CapEx totaling 46 million for the quarter. Finally, the net debt closed to 1,617 million and our leverage ratio reached two times net debt EBITDA. Now please turn to slide number five. Let's now focus on the drivers for revenue performance. During the second quarter, consolidated revenue reached 1.3 billion, which is 31 million more or 2% increase year over year. This increase was mainly due to higher volumes in Peru. affected slightly by the exchange rate. Peru's revenue reached 1,061 million, which represented 29 million increase or 2.8%, which was mainly explained, as mentioned, by the higher volume and partially offset by lower prices, which were affected by exchange rate appreciation, among other factors. Other markets reached 259 million, which represents an increase of 2 million, less than 1% increase year over year, which was mainly explained by higher volumes sold in Colombia, Ecuador, and the United States that were offset by lower sales in the Bolivian market. Regarding the breakdown by market, Peru accounted for 80% of the total revenue, while other markets 20%. On a byproduct type, sales of rebars and wire rods declined by almost 1% year over year, mainly due to lower sales in Bolivia, where we experienced a lower volume of prices. Sales in the merchant bars and round bars for mining balls category it decreased by 23% year over year, mainly due to a decrease in volume and prices. Sales on other categories grew 8% year over year due to higher volume sold in a wide product categories. Now let's move to slide number 6 to discuss our operating profitability. Gross profit for the second quarter reached 229 million, a 7% year over year decrease, with a gross margin of 17%. This reduction was mainly driven by higher freight expenses and lower profits in Bolivia, which were partially offset by the higher profits in Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and by products in the United States. From operating perspective, EBITDA reached 219 million, representing a 2% year-over-year increase due to lower US dollar exchange rate commissions and transaction tax in Bolivia, employee exit incentives, and allowances for doubtful accounts. The EBITDA margin stood at 17%, similar to the figure in the second quarter of 2025. Now let's take a closer look to drivers of the EBITDA on slide number 7. Now let's focus on the EBITDA variation. The EBITDA increased of 4 million was mainly as a result of the US exchange rates that bank commissions charged for obtaining dollars in the Bolivian market, as well as less transaction taxes charged in Bolivia. This factor was the main explanation of the higher EBITDA, because some of the commissions were registered on operating expenses on the consolidated P&L. In SG&A expenses, excluding depreciation and amortization, represented 5.5% of total revenue, similar to reported on the second quarter of 2025. Moving to slide number 8, let's discuss drivers behind our net profit for the quarter. During the second quarter of this year, the net profit reached 94 million, which is a 34% increase compared to net profit reported during the second quarter of last year. This increase was mainly driven by the positive effect of exchange rate differences, mainly in Bolivia, compared to a negative amount on the second quarter of 2025 and lower financial expenses that we're experiencing this quarter. Now let's move to slide number 9 to discuss our debt metrics. As of June 2026, the total financial debt stood to 2.1 billion soles, reflecting a 52 million reduction year to date. This debt reduction was mainly attributed to debt capital amortizations of the mail shop lease and long-term debt. Our consolidated net financial debt reached 1.6 billion, which was 8% higher than as of December 2025. Our net financial debt to EBITDA ratio reached 2 times, 2 times EBITDA, which is 8% higher than the figures as of December 2025. As of June of this year, the composition of total debt was 58% denominated in US dollar, 31% in soles, 5% in Bolivianos, and the remainder in Colombian and Chilean pesos. Now let's move to slide number 10 to discuss working capital and CapEx. As of June of this year, operating working capital, which excludes cash and financial liability, was 248 million higher year to date, reaching 1.4 billion. This was mainly due to higher inventory and accounts receivables. The days outstanding increased to 38 days in the second quarter compared to 34 days at the end of last year. Days payable reached 50 days lower than the end of last year, than the 52 days of last year. And lastly, days of inventory increased to 120 days from 109 days in the fourth quarter of 2025. With respect to CapEx, during the quarter, CapEx totaled was 46 million soles, which was mainly assigned to several projects in Peru and the US. Now, please let's move to slide number 11 to discuss the cash flow. As of June of 2026, our total cash balance was 475 million. This is 170 million lower than the cash balance that we registered on December of last year. Operating cash flow was positive by 115 million soles. It was explained basically by EBITDA generation that was partially offset by working capital requirements. On the investment side, the figure was 100 million, primarily driven by CapEx, which was 123 million soles, which was offset by interest income of 13 million, asset sales of 3 million, and dividends received by 6 million soles. On the financial side, on the financing side, we have a 185 million negative, which included net debt payment of 80 million, interest payments of 58 million soles, and dividend payments of 48 million soles. Now let's move to the number slide to number 12 to slide number 12 to discuss our updated guidance for this year. We anticipate that 2026 revenue and EBITDA will be similar to the one we registered last year. Our CapEx target is around 300 million soles. I increased from last year's. However, we are expecting higher dividend payments that will be around 124 million soles. This is a result of a better net income expected for this year. And our earnings per share ratio is expected to be around 0.30 soles. With this, we finish the presentation. We remain committed to creating value for our shareholders through disciplined, high-quality investment, continued market diversification, and ongoing innovation operational excellence. Thank you for your time and attention today. We apologize again for the delay, and we will now open the Q&A session. Belisario, please go ahead.
Thank you. We will now open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please send a message to the host through Zoom chat and your microphone will be unmuted. Question will be addressed in the order in which they are received. There appears to be no questions. I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Guzman for closing remarks.
Okay, thank you all for joining us today and for your continued interest in Aceros Arequipa. We appreciate the opportunity to share our second quarter's results. As always, we remain committed to maintaining transparent, timely, and constructive communication with the investment community. Should you have any additional question, please require further information, feel free to contact our investor relations team. We look forward to speaking to you again during the third quarter 2026 results call. Thank you once again and have a pleasant day.